Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was just looking at some of my credit card charges, and I don't recognize one, and then another month the same amount of what I'm being charged. So I'm looking into it. Actually, these are from last year, but this is September, or this is a 10/23 was the date of this, and it's $49.97. And then the next month, I have a Makasa Jossi sales something. The same amount is being charged on the next month. What is this?
Yes, ma'am. You was talking about the charges on your credit card. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
I do apologize about this experience. Now, what I can do for you, I could be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
16417.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 16417. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, 16417.
Can I please have your first and last name?
Norma Crowley.
Okay, can you please spell your first name for me?
N-O-R-M-A.
And your last name?
C-R-O-W-L-E-Y.
Okay, that's going to be C-R-O-W-E-L-E-Y. Is that correct, ma'am?
No, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. Just give me one moment while I find your account for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
8377 Sun Lake Drive, Girard. That's G-I-R-A-R-D, Pennsylvania, 16417.
Okay, is that going to be for the Wi-Fi booster?
No, I only had to pay a couple dollars for the Wi-Fi booster. It was a free thing on there.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the $49.97 was the membership fee that you had to pay, which was for the Wi-Fi booster.
No, I don't. I didn't agree to that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you, and it's just going to be one moment, please. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your confirmation number?
I had called about this, I know, once before. And then, so I have two charges for that. There's another charge for $49.97 in the next month.
Yes, ma'am. I do see those charges on your account. And your account has already been canceled out. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your confirmation number?
Okay. So what am I going to be credited for the total amount of these two?
Okay. You will be able to receive your refund of $49.97.
What about the next $49.97?
Okay.
The next month?
Yes, ma'am. You're only going to be able to receive your refund for the latest charge.
Well, I can contact the credit card company then.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, I can go ahead and give you a refund for the $49.97. Did you want to write down that confirmation number?
All right, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's CS and Charlie. 390-660.
C90660.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
So that is the charge for the September, October?
Yes, ma'am.
That's
going to be for November and October.
Okay. Well, I have the, is this the, what is the Mocasa Dossi sales? Is that you?
I don't have that information. The only thing that I do see on your account for the product is the Wi-Fi booster.
All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Now you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that's all. Who am I speaking with?
It's Nikki.
Nikki?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Nikki. Thank you.
You are more than welcome, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And thank you so much
Bye-bye.
For calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.